yeah. 150 on WGN. This is Steve Dale's Other World. I look out the window. I see two things I like. I see the sunshine. I mean, who doesn't like that? But I also see Navy Pier. And we get just a little corner of Navy Pier, at least from this studio. So it's hard to see exactly what's going on. So Payal Patel, Communications Director at Navy Pier, what is going on?
Hi there. So Navy Pier is actually getting ready to reopen very soon.
Yay!
Yeah, I know. It's been a long time coming, about 8 months in the making. But Friday, April 30th, the pier will finally start to begin its phased reopening and allow access to its outdoor spaces.
Well, you know, this is incredibly important for so many reasons. But one reason is just finances. I mean, this is the number one source of tourism dollars for the state of Illinois, as I understand it.
That's correct. Yeah, Navy Pier is a very critical economic engine to Chicago and generates, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes for the city and the surrounding area. So this is going to be very, very important for the pier to reopen. It's going to be critical to the Chicagoland community and the region.
So how is it reopening? What is the date that it is happening? And I understand it is happening in a gradual process.
That it is, yes. So the phase reopening begins Friday, April 30th, as I mentioned before. And that what that's going to look like is select outdoor spaces and attractions will cautiously reopen and resume operations. So people can now start to wander off into the North and South Dock and enjoy spaces in Polk Brothers Park. Pier Park will also be open. And what's great is that after last year's temporary closure from March to June, we weren't able to reopen the rides and attractions in Pier Park, which will open this time around. So we're really excited about that. We've gotten the green light. So now people can ride the Centennial Wheel, which, as you know, is an iconic attraction to Chicago, along with the carousel and the Pepsi Wave Swinger. And we've identified safety protocols to make sure that that's a very safe and healthy experience. So we're going to be wiping everything down after every single use, and it should be a really safe and enjoyable experience.
Well, yeah. I mean, just wiping it down after every single use, as long as you're spaced well in line, I can't think of an issue. So if you're, I don't know how many feet up in the air you are in the Ferris wheel, a thousand feet up in the air, I don't think you're going to get COVID that way or anything else, you know?
We wouldn't put anyone in the gondolas with those who they didn't come with, right? So every gondola, you're only going to be in there with those who are part of your party.
Which makes perfect sense. How about the restaurants? Are they opening all at once or is that gradual as well?
That'll be gradual as well. So select restaurants will be opening at limited capacity. You can expect all of the outdoor patios to be open. And so, you know, we're going to have Harry Carey's, Giordano's, Billy Goat Tavern. All of their patios will be open, as well as some of their indoor spaces with the capacity limitations that are in place by government guidelines.
And one of the many things I love about Navy Pier are those outdoor patios. I mean, you just sit out, enjoy whatever, depending on the restaurant you're at, whatever meal it is, and you can watch the boats go by. You can watch I mean, it's just a beautiful view. It's so relaxing. And what's more, you can bring all the family, including those with four legs.
That's true. You can bring your furry friends if you'd like to do that as well and go for a walk. And a lot of people don't know this, but Navy Pier is an open container space, so you can grab a drink and walk the pier and enjoy all of that space that's available. It stretches nearly a mile out into the lake. So there's plenty of space and opportunities to keep physical distancing practices in place. But you could take your drink to go. So that's really one of the neat things about the pier.
I did not know that myself. And it is literally a mile long. So it's also just, if you happen to live in the area, or if you're coming down for some other thing and you want just a nice walk, it is just that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a very nice walk. And it's certainly safe to walk, you know, because you're outside, obviously, and the weather will be nice from every day forward. You can guarantee that, I'm sure, can't you?
I wish I could guarantee that, although it's looking really well for at least our opening week, so we're looking forward to that. And the other thing that's going to be back, and I think people are really going to be excited about, are the fireworks shows.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to... Yes, thank you! That was
yes.
My next question. So you read my mind, which is... light reading, I know. So tell me about the fireworks.
Yeah, so the pier is going to host a special 10 minutes fireworks show every Saturday in May leading up to Memorial Day weekend at 9 p.m. So the first fireworks show is actually going to be held on Saturday, May 1st, and dedicated to healthcare professionals and frontline workers in honor of their service throughout the pandemic. So we wanted to do something special to celebrate them and acknowledge everything they've done for us throughout this period. And so this coming Saturday, we'll kick things off, and then every Saturday thereafter, you can expect a fireworks show. And we're very optimistic about bringing back the regular summer fireworks, which will be every Wednesday and Saturday.
And very quickly about the hotel.
Yeah, so there's a new hotel on the pier. You can now extend your stay overnight and call the Sable at Navy Pier. There are about 223 rooms, not a single one without a really breathtaking sight, you know, floor-to-ceiling windows, and all you see is the lake and the city skyline. So it's a really stunning place and a great place to have a staycation. It's also got a Latin-inspired restaurant called Lyrica attached to it.
Ooh, I did not know that. What is the website for Navy Pier?
NavyPier.org. All the information about what's open and available right now and when our next phase of the reopening is all available there.
Perfect. Thank you so much, and congratulations, Pale.
Thank you.